Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go ahead and knock out special teams players that you want to add to the top 20 most important Falcons players this season. Mike, Bo, you guys have already listed 15 players each. So you only have a few picks left.
I was going to say, and we have specialists. We do specialists here. Mm-hmm. Then we'll have linebackers and safeties.
Correct.
Remaining. So that'll be an interesting part of that. And I think you can start to do the math. Specialists for me, it's really simple. And I know that I'm assuming maybe this is the one that Bo had a split decision on, but Younghoe Koo is on my list. There's no two ways about it. Younghoe Koo is one of the 20 most important players on this roster. He's got to step up. He's got to be the older version of Younghoe Koo that we saw 4 and 5 years ago that was one of the greatest kickers in the NFL and NFL history. And if he's not, you're going to have another number of end-of-game situations where you're going to have to make decisions if you're Raheem Morris, and it's probably not going to end up very good.
Yeah, there's an open kicking competition. Yeah. If you haven't heard, between Younghoe Koo and Lenny Krieg, I believe it's how you pronounce it. Maybe it's Craig, but he's German, so maybe it's Krieg. I don't know. You know, you tell me, Allie. You've got the translator.
The one going to Germany. You need to know.
Well, that's why I said you tell me with your little translator friend, the app or whatever. That's what was going back and forth. But then, because we had kind of discussed if I could have one or the other, it's the same. It's really just one player when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
I went with Koo. I just said, I'm just going to scratch out Krieg or Craig.
Yeah.
For one reason is because I know what good, healthy, confident Younghoe Koo is, and I'll take that any day of the week. So most Falcons fans, so I put Koo. And I agree for everything you said. Look, you could sit here and say Kadarius Hyde's this and that because of what he was on special teams, and maybe you think that Liam McCullough, who is the long snapper, is an extremely important player for this team, which he is. But it really comes down to the guy that's trying to put the ball through the uprights.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's any doubt about it. The best version of Younghoe Koo is better than most kickers. Are we going to get the best version? I think that's something they have to kind of pan out here coming up in training camp, and there'll be that open competition. All right, let's go to the phone line, 404-726-0929. It is time for the wake-up call. We're also going to cut a couple of tweets in just a second from Allie, but let's go ahead and head out to the phone line. Let's talk to our buddy Tinker. Tinker, shed some light for Dylon on the dessert situation, man. He's way off.
For me, he's not that far off because my absolute favorite ice cream is the Chick-fil-A ice cream.
Okay.
That's my number one. It's the closest thing to homemade ice cream I've ever had.
The ice dream cone. Ice dream cone.
Yeah. So I like it. But I did come across something in the grocery store I was going to get y'all's opinion on.
Uh-oh.
And maybe y'all could take it to the camping trip for the race. Went down the tater chip aisle and saw three new flavors from Pringles.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Beer braised steak.
Okay.
Then they had beer brats.
Okay.
Then they had beer canned chicken. I've actually tried the beer canned chicken potato chips. It was interesting. I did like it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think I'm good on
it. I would try the beer brats.
I'm good.
You know what?
I've
tried? I don't know if you've tried these, but I think it might be the Lay's. They have the Cuban sandwich chips.
Mm. Oh, dude, I'm
interesting.
Cuban's the best sandwich.
And I've got some still from them. I guess they're not. I guess they're still able to use. I bought them in the fall. I haven't opened them yet. And the Cuban ones. And dude, I'm gonna tell you, you can taste the pickles in these.
Oh, dude.
How they do that with chips. Doritos came out with like the taco chips a few years ago, and you could taste like the lettuce, the tomato. You could taste the taco.
Man, I'm all about that.
Do they
life.
Ground it up and then just like
I don't know what
it in
they
there?
I don't know about the steak, the braised steak. That's a little too complicated for me. I don't know if my senses are good enough to just, you know, go that deep on a flavor for a potato chip.
You just want to go ham on potato chips.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you know, Cool Ranch or whatever. Like, we're good. Allie, we got some tweets. I know he was getting cooked on my timeline a minute ago.
Yeah, he is. So Amir wrote, man is 0-2 on list, blandest man on the radio.
Yo!
And then Christopher Belcher said, anything you drink is not a dessert.
But so that's kind of a hot take.
Yeah, that's a hot take. You don't agree with
that. I don't agree with that because I'm sorry, but a milkshake is absolutely a dessert.
100%.
It's absolutely a dessert. The thing for me is there is nothing controversial about Dylan except for the fact that he's very like he's so bland that it's become controversial.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're not controversial in any way. You're one of the nicest human beings that I've probably ever worked with in this business as far as who you are, how uplifting, how positive. Yet you're so far that way that it upsets people.
And look,
like, bro, get a brownie in there. So.
Let me reiterate this again. I did almost put the brownie cookie, the marble brownie cookie from Domino's in there because that is phenomenal. I'll say this again, though. It was fast food desserts. We have to remember there are some fast food desserts that are a little out there, but a lot of them are not out there. A lot of them are basic. So we have to remember that. Again, if I go to Jenny's ice cream, yeah, I'm going to get the gooey butter cake ice cream. Like that's not basic. That's a special flavor. But again, we're talking about fast food because I couldn't leave it open to like any dessert of all time. Like that's just too broad. Yeah. So I had to niche it down. So that's why I went fast food.
Number one, obviously on your list, vanilla frosty. There, yeah, I think that left a lot of people just kind of confused.
Yeah, because everyone goes for the chocolate frosty. Also, you didn't even mention the Taco Bell cinnamon twists.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Those are dry.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not
the
a big
cinnamon
fan
twists
either.
Are dry as but toast.
Vanilla ice cream.
Yeah,
that's the only way to make it good. That's the only way to make it good.
Off the top rope. Off the top rope.
That's the only way to make it good.
I think that's the first time I've seen Allie really take a shot at you.
Yeah, she came for you right there.
I mean, me, take shots all the time, but you. You've angered another person.
Let's go back to the phone lines, 447-260-0929. Let's talk to Ben on 85 South, see if he's got any clarity for dial-on. What's going on, Ben?
Hey, Mike. I thought the list was good. I told Dylan it was good. I do think there was no risk in there, though. The sleeper for me is the salted caramel chocolate chunk cookie at Arby's, which if they will go warm it up for you. It's incredible.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that, man. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Ben.
That's a mouthful of a dessert, too. I don't think I could order it. Hey.
He's not the only person. I got a tweet, too, from KP on Twitter that said, can we get a shout-out for the Jamocha shake from Arby's?
Oh, yeah. Jamocha.
I don't want to go off base here, but it just when he said that about the mouthful about ordering it, have you guys been to a drive-thru where they have like the AI?
Mm-mm.
No.
Where you talk, you're like, hey, I want a number one, and it shows you, like basically it transcribes on the screen what you said, and then you see it pop up.
No kidding.
How accurate is
That's
it?
Terrifying.
You know me. Like me and Siri don't get along because or Alexa, because my accent sometimes throws things off, like the transcribed text, but it was spot on. No kidding, spot on, and it was like the first time.
So I haven't had a full AI one, but Bo, I have been to one where like it's like a AI recorded message at the beginning, and then when you say, hey, you know, I want so-and-so, then somebody, then like the real person
then you
be
hear
like,
back.
Yeah, is that it?
Hey, you got the Z45?
Exactly.
Dude, I have the diesel truck. I have to shut that thing off when I get to the drive-thru window. Like they can't understand anything I'm talking about. It's like they're like, oh, well, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Yeah. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Cameron over in Kennesaw. Cameron, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
What's up?
I messed around and said I'm from Kennesaw because I am, but I'm normally at work when I call y'all.
Okay.
But this morning, I'm actually planting that Mike's Mafia flag at the Starbucks on Town Lake Parkway.
don't be planting that flag in my area. And second off, that makes sense that Mike's Mafia is at a Starbucks instead of working.
Nah, man, get that caffeine loaded in there. Do what you
got
to do.
Nah, Squid, baby, you got to cut me some slack. I'm on the extended injury list from work. Little situation, but okay. I'm all right, good.
Right. Well, hey, I hope you get back up there soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But oh man, Dylan. Dylan's my dog. He's everybody's dog, I'm sure. But hey, that felt like when you watching Family Feud. You know the opening rounds of Family Feud where they got like 8 options. And you be guessing and guessing and guessing, and you still get the X's. That's what that was like, bro. That was something to watch, man. That was something to see.
Yo!
But maybe he'll make a better one next time. Y'all have a good one,
hey,
y'all.
Hey, Cameron, hey, off the top rope, bro. He said you kept getting. Oh, my God, that's so good.
I mean, 2 out of 3 people like my list, so I call that a win. At least on the phone lines.
Man, he said, no, thank you, bro. He said, you just straight opening round Family Feuded that thing.
Man, are you just not a chocolate fan at all, Dylan? Because there is no chocolate on your list.
I don't like chocolate ice cream. I like chocolate chips, and I like a brownie, but I don't like chocolate and ice cream.
You like chocolate chips, yet there was no chocolate chips anywhere on your list. I mean, there was no brownie on your list.
Oreo has chocolate in it.
Different. Not really. That's not a chocolate chip. That's Oreo might be the one of the blandest cookies you can eat.
M&M's are chocolate.
Well, I mean, Oreo is like a sugar. It's like one step above a sugar cookie.
I'll tell you what it is. I like my base dessert I like a vanilla base type of dessert, and it can have sprinkles of chocolate in there. Whether again it's chocolate chip or something like that. Like I like I love a brownie cookie, a brookie, but that again that's not ice cream form. It's more of a hard
you
form.
Just call
solid
a brookie.
Form.
It's called a brookie.
It is called a brookie. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Speaking of which, you guys arguing. Dylan, can you pull up the turmeric sound that you tried to call me out on a minute ago?
Yes.
You got the Google Translate.
Oh,
you,
no.
Bo was saying that his AI, it doesn't, you know, might not pick him up in the drive thru. Evidently, y'all aren't picking me up on the show when I said turmeric. Go ahead.
What? It's turmeric.
I don't know what y'all are talking about. Turmeric, it's very, very clearly has an R right there as the third letter.
I'll give it to you. And then when it puts it out, like in the, when it spells out like how it's supposed to be pronounced. Yeah. It's TUR-MR-UHK. So that's
I'm all
turmeric.
Over that.
Listen,
you know
everyone's
I mean?
Just wrong today.
I'm all over that.
Google,
life. Thank you very
Dylan.
Much. I'm taking
I'll,
a bow right
I'll
now.
Give you. I'll give you your, you know, respect. I'll give you your kudos where kudos to you might be. You were right. I was wrong on that.
There
but my
go.
List was fire.
Well, we will continue the controversy that is Dylan's top 5 Tuesday list. He'll come up in the rotation again. But coming up next, we do have the final players that will make the top list. Mike and Bo's top list of the top 20 Falcons players this season, safety, linebacker, and we have a Life of Squid on the way.
I played Facebook Investigator yesterday. I don't know if I found anything out, but I did find that I have one less friend on there.
Oh.
Next morning, it's just Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.